Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, 18-Year-Old Veteran Practitioner, We Must Treasure This Precious Opportunity, by a young practitioner from Hebei Province.
Minghui Fahui, 18-Year-Old Veteran Practitioner, We Must Treasure This Precious Opportunity, by a young practitioner from Hebei Province. I was very excited when I saw the call for articles for the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org. In the past, I didn't know how to access the Minghui website, so I never had a chance to participate in the FA conference. This is the first time that I've been able to submit an experience-sharing article. I am a young 18-year-old practitioner. I've encountered quite a few challenges due to my human notions and habits that I developed while living in the everyday world. Nevertheless, Master has continued to protect and watch over me. If I hadn't obtained the FA, I might have gone through many years of confusion and anxiety. Finally, in this lifetime, I have been so fortunate to be saved by Master. This is the most glorious experience. Even the gods in the heavens envy us. Therefore, we must seize this precious opportunity and follow Master closely in the FA rectification period. Just as Master said, quote, follow teacher closely, steadfastly cultivating DAFA. The Knowing Heart, from Essentials for Further Advancement 2. I would like to share my experience with fellow practitioners. 1. Born to obtain the FA, I was protected by Master. I was born in 1995. That year, many mothers in our village who were pregnant with their second child were forced by the CCP to undergo abortions. My mother was one of them. The mothers were given abortion injections, and within days they lost their babies. After my mother was injected, she did not show any signs of aborting me. At that time, my mother kept having a dream about an old man who was pulling a cart full of children who had been abandoned. One child kept clinging to my mother's leg and would not let go. My mother later played with that child. My mother went to a different hospital for a checkup. The doctor said, "The fetus is still very healthy. Please leave quickly. Otherwise, another child will be killed." My father then took my mother and escaped to a small hospital in a small city, and my mother gave birth to me. At that time, my mother had not yet obtained the FA, yet our lives had been protected by Master. Compassionate Master has been protecting us, and I came to this world to obtain the FA. 2. Beautiful childhood and eternal life in DAFA. Several years after I was born, my mother obtained the FA and started cultivating. I became a young DAFA practitioner and followed my mother to study the FA and spread the FA. My mother told me that at that time, she always took me to FA conferences. Before going to bed every night, she always asked me to recite Hong Yin with her. Quote, to consummate yourself, reaping Buddhahood, let joy be found in hardship. Physical pains count little as suffering, indeed, cultivating mind is hardest. Each and every barrier must be broken through, and everywhere does evil lurk. Abundant troubles rain down together, all to see. Can you pull through? The world's miseries endured. One departs the earth a Buddha. Unquote. Tempering the Will, from Hong Yin. I had many life-threatening experiences during my childhood, but I was saved with Master's protection. I was poisoned, nearly drowned and fell, but Master saved me again and again. In July 1999, the evil launched the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners and made up lies to deceive the world's people. My mother, fellow practitioners, and I clarified the facts about DAFA together. I wrote banners with the words, Falun DAFA is good, and stuck them onto utility poles. Every night I took a bag full of truth clarification materials with me, and after Hushu, in front of Master's photo, I went outside to distribute them. 3. DAFA gives me wisdom. I've always been a good student since I was in elementary school. Master gave me wisdom, and I was able to do well in school. But I live in the mundane human world, after all. When I was in junior high school, the environment was very competitive. I began to obsess about my scores and my ranking in the class. I sometimes even became jealous of others. Because of my strong attachments, I became very tired, and at that time, I rarely did any DAFA work. After I took the high school entrance exam, I gained admission to one of the best high schools in the city. But I knew that no matter where I went, it was all due to Master's arrangement. There were sentient beings there waiting to be saved. When I was in elementary school and junior high school, I never touched computers or surfed the internet, and I did not understand any of it. One year, my older brother bought a computer, and I started learning. I was sometimes able to read something related to DAFA on the internet, and I was very excited. The software to break through the CCP internet blockade was available to be downloaded, but I was afraid to do it. Finally, one day, I decided to give it a try. When I double-clicked and opened it up, I saw things about Xin Yun and the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. I was so excited. After searching further, I finally accessed the Mingwei website. I have since downloaded a lot of useful information, which has greatly helped our cultivation. For someone like me who understood nothing about computers, how was I able to learn so much so quickly? Master opened up my wisdom and has been helping me. I know Master has been encouraging me to steadfastly practice DAFA. 4. Remembering that I am a DAFA practitioner at school. During a physical education class, a soccer ball hit my head so hard that I felt momentarily stunned and it hurt a lot. Right then, 2 choices appeared in my mind. This hurts so much that I cannot bear it, or it's nothing. Of course, I chose the latter because one thought can mean the difference between good and evil. When I opened my eyes, I was surrounded by my classmates. I smiled at them and said, "No worries, I'm fine." This was taught by Master. I need to remember Master's Fa at school and always remember that I am a DAFA practitioner. While I was in high school, I was not able to go home often. I was bothered by the fact that I could not study the Fa at school. I later downloaded Master's Fa lectures and DAFA songs to my cell phone. At night, when I lay on my bed, I put on my headset and listened to Master's lectures. I sometimes fell asleep while listening. I know that was not being respectful to Master, but Master is benevolent and still protects me. Once my headset stopped working and I didn't know where to get a new one, so I said to the headset, "You cannot stop working." In my heart, I said to Master, "Master, please help me fix the headset. I want to study the Fa." I opened up the headset and took a look, and when I plugged it in, it started working again. 5. Learning how to clarify the facts about DAFA and how to save sentient beings. In the middle school's political science textbooks, there was a lot of content slandering DAFA. Every time I received new books, I always tore out the page that slandered DAFA because I didn't want to allow the evil to stay in my book. When the teachers taught that section, they also slandered DAFA, which deceived the students. I often lowered my head and was afraid of standing up, but I felt sad in my heart. After I entered high school, I had another teacher who did this. This time, I could not stay silent. Finally, I stood up and said, "Teacher, the Tiananmen Square immolation is a lie." All my classmates stared at me. Due to the attachment to fear and my anger, I did not get the chance to clarify the facts further. But the evil was suppressed, and the teacher stopped talking about it. After class, I told my classmates about the Tiananmen Square immolation incident, and some believed me. But there were still a few who believed the regime's lies and still think about things from the evil CCP's standpoint. I often talk to them about the evil blood-stained history of the CCP, such as the June 4 Tiananmen massacre, to help them truly understand the true nature of the CCP. I've clarified the facts to almost all of my classmates and hope that they will awaken soon. I sometimes could not control my xinxin well. Once, I started arguing with a classmate. After the argument, I was full of resentment. I thought that the classmate had too many attachments and was not being reasonable. Later, when I searched within, I found that it was in fact my fault. Immersed in party culture, sentient beings have been deceived. If we cannot tell them the facts with a calm mind and with wisdom, we might destroy them. Clarifying the facts is also a cultivation opportunity. I need to control myself and clarify the facts with wisdom. I have clarified the facts to many people at school, and I have learned how to clarify the facts with wisdom. At every step, Master has been protecting and guiding me. 6. Conclusion. We have waited millions of years for this time. In this lifetime, we have been so fortunate to obtain the Fa and walk on the divine path. It is Dafa that gives us everything. It is Dafa that rectifies everything in the universe. It is Dafa that is saving sentient beings. We have huge historical responsibility. We must treasure this precious opportunity and not have any regrets in the future. Husha.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.